You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. Happy Monday night to you. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you had a tremendous Monday. And if you didn't, I'm sorry about that. That's all I can do. But I can also tell you I'm going to be here for the next 4 hours on CBS Sports Radio. This is when I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Every single weeknight, that means Monday through Friday. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And more importantly, I'm being joined by you. There is no show without you. And so for the next 4 hours, we're going to take a dive into the world of sports. What the hell is going on? Well, on Friday, I was on vacation. And then between Friday and today, there's quite a few things that have taken place. Tom Brady is back with the Buccaneers. Dana White is spilling the beans that Tom Brady was close, or maybe wasn't close, to joining the Raiders when he was a free agent. Marcell Ozuna of the Atlanta Braves, he will remind you that he played for the Braves, but Marcell Ozuna got booed by his own fans over the weekend. Why? He got arrested again for DUI. Somebody get this man out of Atlanta. To the shock of absolutely nobody, there's still rumors going on about Kevin Durant and where he'll go or may not go. This time, the latest team, the Memphis Grizzlies. And despite Kevin Durant maybe going on his way out the door, Kyrie Irving, there are reports saying that he will stay. Dennis Rodman. You didn't think you'd hear his name so early in the show. Dennis Rodman looking to be a diplomat again. Lamar Jackson standing on the sidelines. And then we have had plenty of players in the NFL who unfortunately have already gone down or succumbed to injury or haven't been able to come back from prior injuries. And we're rolling into the final kind of games here for the preseason. And so we got a lot to do. If you follow me on social media, you would already know everything that we are going to discuss for the next 4 hours. I am at JR Sport Brief on Twitter. I am at JR Sport Brief on Facebook. I am at JR Sport Brief on Instagram. The number here at CBS Sports Radio, it's a simple number. It should be ingrained into your brain. If it's not, learn it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, how was your weekend, man?
Jared, it was fine. Thank you for asking, sir. How was yours, more importantly? Finally get a regular, typical weekend.
It was fun, man. I'm back.
There you go.
It was fine. You know, I stretched the weekend out into 5 days if I could, but, you know, 2 days off, 3 days off, it is good by me. And so now I'm here.
2 days off and JR don't go in the same sentence, though.
It doesn't. But here we are. Yeah, they won't be doing that when the NFL season swings around. So
no, they won't.
I'll just get used to me here just about every day, except for the weekends. But I digress. At least my ass shows up to work. I don't come to work. I don't blow out my ACL. I don't succumb to a back injury. I don't suddenly retire. And that's what happens when you're a radio host. What's the worst that could happen? I lose my voice. I get laryngitis. That's probably the worst that could happen. In the NFL, you show up to work. You go to practice. And you could walk out or maybe be rolled off of the field. And that's just par for the course. That's just everyday business. And so I just told you, yeah, I'll take a couple more vacation days between now and the NFL season. And, you know, maybe an NFL season over the next 6 months or so, maybe I'll take a day if I need one here or there. But ultimately, the NFL, their practice, their preseason is getting ready to come to a close. And we've had so many injuries just take place over the past few weeks. Just for instance, this past weekend, the New York Giants and their prized first-round pick, Kayvon Thibodeau, he went down. How about Thaddeus Moss? Yes, Thaddeus Moss, the son and tight end for the Cincinnati Bengals. He's the son of Randy Moss. Thaddeus Moss went to block Kayvon Thibodeau while Kayvon Thibodeau went for the quarterback, and he blocked him low. And it looked terrible because Thibodeau was writhing on the field holding his knee in pain. They rolled out the cart. He wanted no part of it. And after evaluation, there is no ACL tear. But after evaluation, he will be out 3 to 4 weeks with an MCL sprain. And Brian Daboll, after the game last night, he talked about that injury to his star pupil. Listen.
Well, I think it's a scary time. These players work as hard as they can possibly work to try to do as well as they can. And anytime you see someone on the turf, regardless of how they got here, it's always, it's hard as a coach to watch a guy go down.
Yeah, and this is Brian Daboll's first chance at being a head coach. This is Brian Daboll's first opportunity just holding down the reins after helping to run the offense for the Buffalo Bills. You don't think he wants Kayvon Thibodeau out there trying to wreak havoc on the opposition? I mean, ultimately, if he has to miss a couple of weeks, if he has to miss the start of the regular season, then that will be okay. That'll be fine. I don't think anybody's going to run around and rush him back. And so Kayvon Thibodeau already missing time here with the New York Giants. It's just par for the course. Meanwhile, he's not the only rookie to go down over the weekend, because Matt Corral taking on the New England Patriots over the weekend. By the way, Baker Mayfield has officially been named the starter. Good for him. But you have Matt Corral, who tore a ligament in his left foot. Looks like he's going to be gone for the entire season. Matt Rhule talked about it a couple days ago, and this is what he had to say.
I'll start off first with the bad news. Matt Corral tore his Liz Frank ligament. So they're exploring the possibilities right now and the options with the best doctors across the country. And but it should be a significant injury. I really don't have anything else of note other than that.
That's even any, Matt?
Like I said, I have to wait and see what they said. I would assume it'd be a while. As I said, the doctors have to say it, but I'm assuming it's going to be a significant amount of time. I don't know what exactly that is, though.
How's he holding up?
I mean, he was in meetings today. Obviously, I'm sure he's disappointed. I don't want to speak for him, but it was just unfortunate. He just got stepped on. So, we'll do our best to support him and help him make the gains he needs to make in the current time.
Yeah, after additional review, it appeared that he didn't necessarily sustain that injury after being stepped on. They have no idea when he suffered that tear in his foot. And Matt Corral was going to be on the sidelines anyway. He was going to be standing next to Sam Darnold, getting Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield some water. And so maybe Matt Corral will get his day. Not this year. It would have been a disaster if he touched the football this year. But maybe next year or the year after that. But meanwhile, he's going to be rehabbing, and he will be standing on the sidelines, just not wearing a uniform. That'll be the only difference there. And speaking of a quarterback, and he may actually come back sooner than anybody thought about or predicted, it happens to be Joe Burrow. After suffering a ruptured appendix, hey, Shep, it actually looks like he'll be ready to go
for
September
him.
11th against the Steelers. We have to see. What's that, Shep?
I just said good for him.
Yeah, his appendix blows up and he'll be able to play football. He's been back out there with the team. And head coach Zach Taylor, he talked about Joe Burrow getting ready for week one.
We've got a good plan in place now. As we narrowed it down to kind of what it's going to look like over this week, we feel like we've got a good grasp on the timeline of the rest of training camp and what we can do on offense to make sure that he's getting all the looks he needs to see before it's for him. It's Pittsburgh. Are we ready for week one of the season? And so we've dialed out every practice, and he and I have had conversations about how many opportunities we have left to make sure we check all the boxes before we go into week one and And we feel very confident that we'll be able to do that and feel prepared going into that game week.
Oh, good for him. Just went to the Super Bowl. Probably won't go back again. Not immediately, by the way. Sorry. Not trying to be mean to the Bengals fans out there, but the odds of them just popping up and repeating, I wouldn't call them all that high. Good season, yeah, but just going right back, no. And so, yeah, I'd love to see Joe Burrow back on the field. Already one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Darius Leonard, now going by Shaquille Leonard. Yes, the linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts. He's coming off of back surgery in June. They're saying that he might not be healthy 100% when the season starts. And then this guy. Oh, my God. Hey, Shep, name a football player I feel like you haven't seen in 2 years.
I know the answer to this. His first name starts with an M, and his initial for his last name starts with a T. And he was on an all-time great record course with Drew Brees.
Did he play for a team that starts with an S?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. What's the deal with Michael Thomas? Is he – I feel like he's had that ankle surgery.
Yes.
And then they gave him that money, and he gave him almost $100 million, and he's just been MIA, and now he's dealing with a hamstring injury. I mean, and this is Dennis Allen a couple of weeks ago. He actually sounded optimistic about what Michael could bring to the team this year.
He looks like he's rounding back into form like he was prior to the injury. You know, certainly there's still a progression that we're going through with that player, but he's incorporated himself into some team drills. You see some physical contact happening out there, and he continues to line up again. So, I like where he's at.
Yeah, well, that was a couple of weeks ago, and now he is where he's been the past 2 years, hurt. Listen, I'm no doctor. But I know a couple of basic things about anatomy. Hamstring connected to the leg connected to the knee connected to the calf connected to the ankle. And, anybody could pull a hamstring. Doesn't have anything to do with the ankle. But Michael Thomas, man, damn, bro. Hamstrings that tight? Oh, I hope he comes back. But here's the other thing about hamstrings. They linger. That's like the worst thing that you want to hear, especially when your position specifically is about burst and speed and running and going and stop and start. Hamstring could keep you out for a few weeks. It could linger throughout the entire year. And I don't know. Michael Thomas coming back to grab 118 passes out the air from Jameis Winston. We have no idea. Jameis coming back from his own foot ankle injury. He just got back to 11 on 11 drills today. And so here we are in training camp. You got guys trying to round into shape. You got guys who are already hurt, still hurt. And then you have guys who are just trying to get into their first NFL regular season game. Somebody like Kayvon Thibodeau, he might be on a delay. And so this is just, or these are just hazards for the job. Somebody is always going to go down. Somebody's always going to get hurt. There's no perfect science to NFL preseason besides, hey, you don't go out there and play, you could get hurt in practice. So this is just the nature of the game, the nature of the NFL. You always want to see the best players out there, but the reality is we're going to go into the season. Somebody's going to get hurt. People are going to get busted up in week 6 and 15 and 16. And for most cases, at least if the injuries are early, you can try to come back and peak late. It's a hard knock life, especially, man, for the guys just trying to get their feet wet here in the league. 855-212-4CBS. Jared is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jared?
Hey, good evening. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Appreciate you and your time. I just got a quick question, a little bit of its pontification, I guess, from some regard. But as we see this last class of great, you know, Hall of Fame quarterbacks getting ready to sail into the sunset with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, and, you know, Phillip Rivers obviously just left, and Peyton Manning a few years back, and some of the just the big names that led teams that maybe when they started weren't who they were by the time they finished. You know, this new class with Burrows and Jalen Hurts, and obviously Baker Mayfield's kind of been a little bit of a shaky subject, and Trevor Lawrence now in the Jaguars, and you know, Herbert and Justin Fields. You know,
we have about 20 more quarterbacks left. You might as well keep naming them. But what's up?
I know. Well, I apologize. I'm just saying, what is the stock that they carry forward with some of these teams and the ownerships and the supporting cast that comes along with them? What are your thoughts on them and who in that new regime of who we're going to watch for the next 20 years do you think is going to be the most impactful where they are as a franchise quarterback, or maybe do they bounce around and become a Ryan Fitzmagic and just, you know, there's so much hype around all these guys, and Burrow and, you know.
Let me get to it. I think a lot of the names you mentioned, some have had success, some have had a little bit of success, and some are just kind of leading the pack. And I'll actually go ahead and thank you, Jared, for calling up from Knoxville. I wouldn't put Baker Mayfield in that category of some of the guys you mentioned. He's already on his second chance. If you're asking me who do I think we're going to be able to look at for the next, you said 20 years, how about we just say 10 or 15? Josh Allen, I don't think he's going anywhere. Patrick Mahomes, he ain't going anywhere. Justin Herbert, not going anywhere. And Joe Burrow. I think those, if you had to look at the top candidates for young QBs to go out and really lead the way, it's those dudes. Joe Burrow looks like he's going to get paid. Justin Herbert looks like the next quarterback. Those are the next two guys to get the major money outside of, obviously, Lamar Jackson. And we'll talk about Lamar later on in the show. But those are the young guys. And then Lamar, if it wasn't so much for his style, I think you could put him in that category. But God knows how long he's going to last. Everybody else, man, you got something to prove. Let's see what Trevor Lawrence can do. I'm not ready to throw him in that category until he actually, you know, maybe he comes off a second season that's solid. And so we'll see what happens, man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, it's great. We're getting closer to the start of the NFL regular season. September 8th can't get here soon enough. Let's just cross our fingers that nobody else gets injured or hurt along the way. And speaking of injured and hurt, unfortunately, I have to tell you about someone who could have injured or hurt someone else. And unfortunately, it's not on the field of play. I'm going to tell you about someone who tried to use his celebrity status to potentially get out of a little bit of off-the-field trouble. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll tell you who on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Winding down. It's not just the NFL preseason. We've cut down from 4 games to 3. Just feels like we're winding down. The summertime, it's crazy. Every time, every day I look at the calendar and I see whatever the date might be, I'm like, well, damn, it's Monday, August 22nd, and I gotta blink and go, where did the time fly? And so we're getting closer to the start of the NFL regular season. We got to get through one more game, and then we'll get through the holiday, Labor Day, and then boom. We'll be staring right into September. Also means we'll be staring right into the Major League Baseball playoffs. It means that we'll be staring right into the World Series. It means we'll be staring into the start of the NBA season. But let me not rush things too damn fast. We got to take our time and see what happens throughout the rest of the NFL preseason. And then what happens really throughout the rest of the summer as we are now into the stretch run for the Major League Baseball. And as a part of that, you know, right before we went to break, I told you about all the injuries and players who will be MIA and missing in action for a little while. Kayvon Thibodeau out 3 to 4 weeks. Joe Burrow returning from his appendix being removed. Matt Corral wasn't probably going to see the field at all anyway this season, probably. And, you know, he has a tear in his foot. And that's a part of the game. You go out there, you play, you get hurt. Okay, fine. That's a part of being an athlete. Okay, fine. Doesn't matter what sport. But then there's some things where you just go, well, damn. You do have a little bit of control over other things. Like not hurting other people. Not potentially hurting people when you're away from the field or from the ballpark. And someone who cannot get his damn act together. Someone who you would think had a life-changing experience last year. He's not the most gigantic of stars, but most people would know who he is, or he thinks you would. His name is Marcell Ozuna. He plays right here in Atlanta for the Braves. He signed with the team in 2020, in the COVID year, and he had an amazing season in a truncated amount of games. 18 home runs, 56 RBIs. He batted 338. Okay, would he bat 338 all year if they played a full season? Maybe not. Amazing season nonetheless. He was able to parlay that into a four-year, $65 million contract. This is someone who's a two-time All-Star in Miami, spent some time with the Cards, and then for the Braves, they won the World Series last season, but Marcell Ozuna was not around. Why? Because early in the season, he was arrested and charged with basically beating up on his wife. The cops witnessed it, and charges were dropped after he completed a diversion program. We're talking about supervision, a family violence intervention program, 200 hours of community service, anger management courses, all of this. And then, they suspended him for 20 games in addition to all the time he missed last year, of which he only played the beginning of the season. He played 48 games. He was gone all of last year. And so he goes through all of this, has the charges dropped, and then, Marcell Ozuna, he couldn't stay out of trouble. It took him almost the full season this go-round. But on Friday, early Friday morning, someone who got in trouble last year, missed all of the season for roughing up his wife. This man, Marcell Ozuna, he found additional trouble. This time, not at the house, not at the field, but on the road. Ozuna was arrested for DUI. And if you want to hear someone of stature, if you want to hear someone who's a celebrity, if you want to hear somebody famous try to get away from things, this is what Marcell Ozuna sounded like, courtesy of Fox 5 in Atlanta. This is the police and police cam. Marcell wanted to make sure that you knew who he was. Listen.
How you doing, man? Huh?
Sorry.
You're good. I'm Officer Bull, Norcross Police.
I'm Ozuna from the Braves. Sorry, my dog.
That's all right. Hey, the reason I'm stopping you, you're speeding on this road, boss.
Really?
Yeah, you're going pretty fast.
No.
You know what the speed limit is?
No, bro.
45.
I'm sorry.
45, man, yeah. You also failed to maintain your lane when I passed you.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, you're passing. All right.
Sorry, my man. I appreciate it. Hey.
Whose vehicle is this?
I'm a bank.
That's yours?
Let me get it.
Yeah, and then he was arrested. And in the video of this, he's trying to handshake the police officer and dap him up like, oh, yeah, I'm Ozuna from the Braves. Oh, I'm sorry, my man. I didn't know I can't go speeding. He sounded like someone who was doing a lot of drinking on a Friday morning or a Thursday night. And so, unfortunately, due to the Braves' lack of player availability, Marcell Ozuna played Sunday at home at Truist Park in front of the hometown fans. The Braves ultimately lost to the Houston Astros 5-4, but Ozuna was getting booed after his strikeout. Ozuna was getting booed at home. Let me tell you something. It takes a lot here in Atlanta to get booed. But I guess when you are accused and pretty much there's video evidence of you roughing up your wife, when you're out here just catching DUIs right after or while you're pretty much on probation, and then you're getting an opportunity to play, he got booed. And so after the loss, Braves manager, who, by the way, helped lead the team to the World Series, Brian Snitker, he was asked by the media, hey, this man just got arrested on Friday here in Atlanta. Why the hell did you have him out there on Sunday? This is what Snitker said.
That conversation with him about the arrest party.
Meaning what? It wasn't any conversation. I just told him he was playing.
Was he planned to be today?
No, it was just I didn't want Eddie to play. I didn't want Eddie with his hamstring to play. Ronald was going to DH, so we got to play somebody and left. And I told Marcell, I mean, it's like, you know, he's part of this team. He's going to play left field. I thought he would go out, you know, and then right-handers had had a little success off the starter. So, no, I have nothing like that. He's on our team right now. He's a member of our team. We're going to play him as needed.
Okay. Well, there was a full expectation that the Braves would pretty much ditch him, but not as of right now. And so the Braves are actually playing in Pittsburgh tonight. Marcell Ozuna is currently not on the field. He was not in the starting lineup. And so it tends to be seen, or well, we have to see, when he plays again. He ain't played last year. Acuna was hurt last year. And we saw Rosario and also Soler, who's not on the team anymore. We saw them just help the Braves win the World Series. And so I don't know if you can have him or Ozuna back onto the field. When it came down to the booze, his response was, I can't worry about it. I disappointed my family. I disappointed the team. And who knows if we will see him in a Braves uniform again. I don't know if the fans will go for it. I really don't. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That is to be determined. That is to be seen. But when we come back from this break, I want to tell you about something else that we have to see, and something that I think just sports fans are ready to get a conclusion on. It's the latest rumor with Kevin Durant. And damn, if he went to this team, man, I don't know if this would be fair. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll tell you about it on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What is happening, JR? Been listening to you for a good little while now. Called it a couple times, man. The most sensational voice on the radio is you, JR Sport Brief. No doubt about it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, right before we went to break, we talked about Marcell Ozuna of the Atlanta Braves and, you know, his DUI arrest on Friday morning in Atlanta. He got booed by the hometown fans here in Atlanta on Sunday. And then right before we went to break, you also heard, or after, you heard from Pete McCarthy come through with a newsflash. And tonight, amongst many of the games that have taken place in Major League Baseball, how about we give you pretty much someone who's a good guy? And that's Albert Pujols. This is someone who is a future Hall of Famer. He's going to go in the minute and second that he is eligible. And he's pretty much on his swan song right now with the St. Louis Cards. He returned this year for a final farewell. He's 42 years old. The Cards have won about 70 games. They're going to make the playoffs. It'll be nice for Albert Pujols to hopefully, you know, get that last chance and an opportunity here on the way out the door. And at the same time, for whatever reason, he's hot. This is like probably the last hot streak that he's going to have for his career. Tonight, the Cards beat the Cubs in Chicago, and Albert Pujols hit a home run, the only run of the game, in the seventh inning. I want you to take a listen to this courtesy of the Cardinals Radio Network.
And the next pitch to him is hit high and deep, left field, backing up his half. He looks up, it's gone! Another Albert Pujols big fly, number 693. And the Cardinals take a 1-0 lead in the seventh inning.
You just got to enjoy this while you can. That is now his seventh home run in his last 10 games. He now has for his career 693 home runs. Albert Pujols does a lot of amazing things in a community. Albert Pujols does a lot of great work with individuals with special needs. Albert Pujols, I would say maybe probably, is the opposite of Marcelo Ozuna. And so I could tell you another reason why I'm rooting for Albert Pujols here to just jack up some more home runs. He's on his way right now, 693. There are only four players in Major League history, or excuse me, three, to ever hit seven home runs. There's that guy. You probably know him. Barry Bonds, 672. Hammerin' Hank, God rest his soul, 755. Babe Ruth has 714. You want to know who's in fourth place? Alex Rodriguez, 696 home runs. And now Albert Pujols is three home runs away from tying Alex Rodriguez. I'd love to see Pujols just hit three more to tie A-Rod. I'd really love it if he jumped A-Rod. I'd love it if Albert Pujols got to 700 home runs. But Albert Pujols has pretty much said, listen, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where I finish, how many home runs I have or don't have. I could have 699. I could have 700. I ain't coming back. This is it. Unless I can wake up and feel like Albert Pujols from years ago, yeah, I ain't doing this anymore. I am done at 42. And by the way, there's kind of a, I don't want to call it a running joke, but there's also a running acknowledgement that Albert Pujols, well, he's probably older than the documented 42 years old. And so he's having an opportunity to go out here with a bang. He participated in that home run derby. Looked like he wasn't going to stick around for long, but then he got a second wind. And here he is for the Cards at the end of August, lighting it up. You know, is he going to be able to move across another, you know, six home runs, seven home runs to get to 700? Maybe not. But if he continues on his hot streak, maybe he will. I'd certainly love to see him go out there and do it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Andre is calling from Vegas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? How you doing, man? Good show. I got a quick question to ask you, man.
Yes.
I'm a diehard Raven fan, man. I've been a Raven fan since 1996, so this new era of football, okay, I get it. My question, I don't think Lamar Jackson is going to be a Raven for long. The reason why I'm thinking that, because if you watch the other quarterback, Huntley, he got the same style, and he's going to be cheaper. Huntley.
Oh, his backup, Tyler. Okay, yeah. I thought you said Hussey. I said, I don't know no quarterback named Hussey.
Yeah. Go ahead. So, like, I mean, that's been on my mind for a while. I don't post a lot of stuff on, you know, Instagram and Facebook because people, they disrespectful. But I'm just asking you, man. I believe they're not going to pay him, and I think Lamar going to walk, man. And I really think that. Maybe not this year, but next year because they got similar styles. I just wanted to ask you that, man. I appreciate your feedback.
Well,
take care,
buddy. Andre. Thank you for calling from Vegas. Hey, it's already been reported that they have offered, they being the Baltimore Ravens, they have offered Lamar Jackson boatloads of money, that they have offered him more money than Kyler Murray has received. Kyler Murray is going to make about $46.1, $46.2 million per season. The next highest paid quarterback, if you have to think about the average per season, is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is making $50. And so it's just a matter of the length. And why not? The other report that we're receiving is that Lamar Jackson wants every single dollar and every single penny in that next contract to be guaranteed. Is that going to be the case? I mean, we can look at, of course, I know his name. We don't want to say it. It's almost a dirty word at this point. But Deshaun Watson, $230 million guaranteed. Kyler Murray, same contract. Only $160 million guaranteed. And so, you know, how long or what's the length of Lamar's contract? We don't know. But he wants every single dollar. He wants every single penny. I don't know if it's going to go down that way. But I do believe he's going to stick around with the Ravens for a few more years. So even if they don't come to a conclusion on the contract, the Ravens are going to tag him. And do you want to just say, hey, we're going to hold on to Tyler Huntley because he's cheaper? That might be a step backwards. 855-212-4CBS. James is calling from Minnesota. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, Pujols was very good. I understand that. He was worth the money he was paid. If he does break Alex Rodriguez's record, I'll say he's right at the top. And that Nick's Sporting Goods jersey store, before I seen them closed down, I seen a Pujols jersey I had the opportunity to buy that I took a chance on. So I do own me a red Cardinals Alex Pujols jersey.
Okay, that's pretty cool, man. Yes, Albert Pujols is a freak of nature, and it's not necessarily a record. He wouldn't be breaking Alex Rodriguez's record for anything. He'd be trying to end up in fourth place with a tie with A-Rod with 696 home runs, or he would be trying to be the fourth person to ever hit 700 home runs, which has only been done by Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, and then Babe Ruth. Let's see what he can do. Dave is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good evening, JR. How's it going, man?
Very well. What's up, Dave?
I see it like this because I think Albert Pujols may get 10 past Babe Ruth and 30 short of Hank Aaron. The man is pretty good at what he does. And the way I see it, with the number of games that has to go before the end of the season, I think his hot streak can take him to the World Series.
You think to the World Series? You think the hot streak is going to last all the way until October? Most guys, they're not going to be hot for more than, I don't know, 2 weeks at a time? Where you look at someone who's in the prime of his life and career, you know, Aaron Judge is hot. He's been hot all season, but even he's gone through, you know, peaks and valleys, like killing it for 2 weeks, coming back down to earth and then killing it again. And so when Albert Pujols is, you know, 42 years old, I don't know if he's going to last all the way until the end of September into October. That seems kind of tough here.
Yeah, it can be, but we never know. Stranger things have happened. Look at me.
Okay.
I'm 60, and I'm driving over the road and everything like that.
Okay, well, unless Albert Pujols is getting on that Barry Bonds soon, it may be difficult.
Oh,
okay.
No, that will never happen.
Okay.
He will not do that to himself.
Yeah, I think he's a little...
if he did something like that, he would not only disgrace himself, he'll disgrace the game as well.
Yeah. Well, I think he's a little too late for Albert Pujols to do that, but I think that might be the only way his streak lasts. I don't know if it's going to take him through October. That's not a hot streak. That's Albert Pujols finding the fountain of youth and having to share it with the world. That would be bananas. Clarence is calling from Mississippi. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Clarence?
JR, you still a favorite, man.
Oh, thank you. What's up?
I want to talk about Lamar Jackson. He's going to break the bank. I don't blame him. I want every penny guaranteed. If I was him, guarantee every penny.
He's going to break the bank tomorrow. He's going to break the bank, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, Clarence. Yeah, he's going to break the bank just like you. There's no reason that Lamar doesn't break the bank. It's just what he's going to be open to. And now it seems that it's just a matter of a guarantee. And we know if there's anything in the NFL, ain't too much guaranteed. Deshaun Watson, out of all individuals, he's the guy who got a guaranteed contract. Now, tell me if that ain't a precedent if you've never heard one. $230 million. Guaranteed, that's absolutely ridiculous. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I mentioned to you a rumor with Kevin Durant, the team that he might go to. Well, we learned it. Well, the Memphis Grizzlies have offered up the world for Kevin Durant, or maybe they didn't. I'll tell you this much. The Grizzlies have 5 first-round picks. Is that enough for the Brooklyn Nets to send Kevin Durant packing? We have no idea. But we know we get plenty of player movement in the NBA. NFL, not so much. But one rumor, another rumor that took place and was pretty much revealed over the weekend, it's not about an NBA player. It's about the greatest quarterback of all time. Dana White decided to open up his mouth after Rob Gronkowski did. And he shed light on a rumor that pretty much, I think, takes a crap on Derek Carr. Now it's Tom Brady to the Raiders. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
I love listening to JR on my boombox